Hello and welcome to How to Walk in Divine Health, a radio outreach of the Living Savior Ministries. We have a special program today. Our speaker, Thurman Scrivener, is the senior pastor at the Living Savior Ministries. He is going to be teaching today the principles from God's Word on how to get healed and how to stay healed. We join today's message, How Do We Get Sick? Already in progress.
And so why did God tell us to love each other and love Him? So our marriages could be great, right? Just think, if we'd only do it God's way. Walk in love. No bitterness, no unforgiveness. Forgive. And just think, you know, when you stop and look at a scripture, it says, how many times, Lord, do I have to forgive my wife when she sins against me? Twice? Seven times? 490 times? Lord, you out of your mind?
A day.
But David's story proves that God forgave him for repenting for a sin of murder and taking the other man's wife, but he still punished him by killing his baby.
Isn't that something? That's really something, isn't it, AA?
That's a lot.
That's, you know, thank God for these stories.
Yeah.
That we learn what's right and wrong. Because, you know, if we didn't know and we had no idea and we go by the regular church teachings at church, that's why we have so many men that call themselves Christians that's running around sleeping with people that they're not married to. That's why we got men out there. I mean, I deal with them all the time. Red and yellow, black and white. It makes no difference what color they are or nothing. I have men I deal with on a regular basis that's sleeping with other women, that's sleeping around, bringing kids into the world, and then they don't want to marry the woman, and they have no idea what they're doing. But I try my best to deal with them and show them and tell them these things, and then they wonder why the kid's sick. Then they wonder why they're sick. Do what, Tina? Yeah. You see, if we only knew and only believed these promises, that we could repent of these sins, just like that day that that couple was up here, and Cheryl and I prayed for that couple, and both their children were healed. You have no idea how many children she and I have done that for. Many of them. Many. Aren't we glad we got a Jesus? Aren't we glad that we can get back into that grace? But when we get back into that grace, where does God want you to stay? Under grace. He didn't want you to get out there in the world, does He? He wants you to stay in grace, walk in love, depend on Him, walk wholly in His presence. Don't be out sleeping around with men that you're not married to or women. I mean, it just blows me away of what God, in fact, when I go over to the New Covenant, when I go to the book of Hebrews, it says, every act of sexual immorality will be judged. That's under the New Covenant. If He says every act of sexual immorality is judged, if you're out sleeping around with somebody you ain't supposed to, just like the other day, I told a story about fantasizing. Don't even fantasize. That's a thought. What's that God say about capture the thought?
Bring every thought into captivity.
Yeah, isn't that something? Capture every thought. So if you are a man or a woman, in fact, I had a woman the other day that told me that, you know, she had a problem with lust. And she didn't know what to do. She said, I never heard that this was sin until I heard you talk about it. But she said, I'm not going to do that no more. Now, see, I don't care if you're male or female. Do you have desires for sex? Most do. That's why God made us, a man and a woman. So most men, usually men are more prone to sexual activity than women are, but that's not always the case. That's not always the case. But the thing about it is, if you go into a time of thinking that anything that might be sin, if you know there's a consequence of that sin, what should you do with that thought? Capture that thought. Throw that sucker away. You don't want to meditate on something that's sin because it'll bring sickness and disease to your body. Guarantee it. Isn't that something? Forgive. Forgive everybody from your heart. Everybody, including yourself. Right? Amen. Forgive. Yeah, but that question you asked me?
Tina has a question.
Well, okay.
Okay. I had one situation where you taught us that when you have three children that are okay and then one child that's not okay, that you... So what happened between here and there?
Yeah.
So that's one
way. You see, that's the case if you got a later child or one child, you know, that is, you got to find the problem that happened before that child got sick.
Right. And then the other one was, we have a lady that basically houses and deals with is the authority over mentally challenged older children.
Okay.
So because she has that authority over them, can she pray for them to be made well?
Absolutely.
Okay.
Absolutely. Now, as sons and daughters of God, it totally depends upon our faith, but we can get great things done.
Okay.
I mean, just don't ever hesitate to not pray for somebody and break that curse over them, kick out that devil, because you never know. I've seen children that have been sick for all their life, and right here in this church, prayed for them, and they were instantly healed.
Okay.
So my goodness, yes, don't ever not pray for somebody. I mean, you know, I mean, every time somebody comes in that's retarded or anything, you know, I mean, lay hands on them and pray, break the curse, because you can't never tell, Tina, when that day is their day.
Right.
And if you prayed that, man, they may jump out of the wheelchair or whatever, start running all over the place. Oh. And then don't say, I can't believe it.
Yeah. No.
Don't do that. Walk in love. Pray for everybody. But the secret is, before you pray for them, make sure you are confessed up. Make sure you are walking pure and holy before God. Make sure you ain't sleeping with a guy down the street. Make sure you are not living in sin. Make sure you're not angry and bitter. You hadn't gone to bed angry and bitter and rage the last three nights in a row because your husband or your spouse wouldn't do what you wanted him to do. You know, don't go to bed angry. Don't open that door to the devil, because he is a wicked beast and there is a plan that's going on, and it's on this earth, and you have been given all power and all authority over Satan if you walk in love. Now, let me show you. I'll take you to 1 John 5:18, and I want you to see this. 1 John 5:18. Yeah, that scripture, that when I learned that, that question you asked a while ago about children, when I began to see that, I thought, I can't believe that God would do that to a child. I just couldn't go there. It took me a long time to realize that God's in charge and he does what he wants to do. He is God and I'm not. I am not God, but he is. And as I begin to read the scripture, I begin to understand how he does things. And to know God, you got to find him in this scripture. This is the only place you can find out what he's like. He's not like something else. He's not like some book. That's like, in fact, Dave Rosenfeld, whenever Dave began to learn these things, and he went to ORU for his master's, when he began to really see this truth, and when his final semester at ORU, they wanted him to use Dr. So-and-so's book for a reference manual. He said, well, I don't want to use Dr. So-and-so's book. I want to use the Word of God. They said, no, we don't use the Word of God for this class. We use Dr. So-and-so. Well, Dave and I both have come to realize that you're using his opinion. And his opinion may not be what the Word of God says, because some of these things we just talked about here right now, if I had some professors or PhD seminaries or senior pastors of other churches, there is some of them that's got churches in the Dallas metroplex. They got 10 or 20 or 30,000 people that would totally disagree with what I just saw out of this book. But I'm telling you, what I said out of this book's in the book. Is that true?
Yes.
So if it's in the book, I'm sorry. God's the one that does it, and he's the one that says he does it. So we know that whosoever is born of God sinneth not. Now, first of all, that when I first read that a few years ago, the first time, I thought, wait a minute,
We know that whosoever is born of God does not sin. Okay, now, Lord, I know every once in a while I sin. I know I don't go around all the time sinning. I know I don't practice sinning. I don't do a lot of things, but I do know that I still am a human being and I still make mistakes. Can you agree with me on that? Are you still a human being? And do you make a mistake once in a while too? Okay, so, but God still loves us because we're sons. You know, we're not living in sin. But we know that whosoever is born of God sinneth not. But he that is begotten of God keepeth himself. In other words, that means I'm supposed to walk totally holy and clear and perfectly healthy before the Lord, clean and pure. Then he says, and if you do that, if you don't sin and you walk holy before me and you keep yourself from all evil, then we said we know that that wicked one touches him not.
But Kevin, I taught we were all born sinners.
We were born sinners.
He's talking about Jesus Christ.
Well, no, this here is not talking about Jesus Christ. This is talking about you and me.
He's the only one that was born and never sinned.
Well, it doesn't say here. Okay, but let me explain to you that I've done some more research on this after I read it, and I couldn't fathom it either. I thought, you know, this can't be true. Whosoever is born of God sinneth not. Okay, when I finally went and done some really in detail research, I find out this scripture that we just read across our number 18. We know that whosoever is born of God does not practice sinning. That's what it says. Those of us that are born of God do not practice sinning. Now, that if I'm a child of God, in fact, you've probably seen this many times, just like I have. Somebody gets saved, and after they get saved, they get baptized. They have no idea what it meant, and here they are out lying, stealing, cheating, doing all kinds of stuff. And you ask them, are you a Christian? And what do they tell you?
Yeah.
Oh, sure, I'm a Christian.
Yeah.
Yeah. Are you sleeping around with other girls and boys? Oh, yeah, it's all okay. I'm under grace. Yeah, I mean, do we see people do this, AA?
Oh, yeah.
Sure we do. You know them. You see them yourself. There's pastors that do this.
You have been listening to Thurman Scribner of the Living Savior Ministries. We are going to stop for today, but we will return at our next scheduled broadcast with more teaching. If you would like today's broadcast in its entirety titled, How Do You Get Sick? Or you would like any other Living Savior Ministries teachings on CD or DVD, we will be happy to send them to you free and postpaid. You can contact the Living Savior Ministries at 940-242-2106. That's 940-242-2106. You can also listen to any of the Living Savior Ministries teachings online or order them free and postpaid by going to the Living Savior Ministries website at www.tlsm.org. That's www.tlsm.org. Praise the Lord Jesus.